Okay, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin says, Amar Marakos is a sachita, mevarech aleha bari pri adama. V'atanya bari mine zeroyim, lokasha horeb Yehuda v'har rabonim. Diknan v'al yirokos hu omer bari pri adama, Reb Yehuda omer bari mine d'shoyim. We find the machlokas in the Mishnah about yirokos, Reb Yehuda says that you make a bari mine d'shoyim, not a bari pri adama. So the Gemara says, look, the Tana who says that you make a bari mine d'shoyim is probably Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda, as Rashi says, holds that you need a heker bracha l'chol min u'min. Kol min u'min tein lo mayein brechosav. So if he says that about the Shoyim, he would say that about Zeroyim as well. So that's why he must be the one who says, Kosis Esachita makes a bari mine Zeroyim. So we find, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we find two different brachos. We find the bari mine Zeroyim and bari mine Deshoyim. Does he deny bari pri adama entirely? It's not clear. It's not clear. We find only two brachos for him. What's the distinction between Deshoyim and Zeroyim? He says, on Zeroyim you make a bari mine Zeroyim, on Deshoyim you make a bari mine Deshoyim. So what is Zeroyim, what is Deshoyim? So we see Chita is Zeroyim. What is Deshoyim? So I asked you to see Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah. Sorry? Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah says, V'al peros ha'aretz, ha'kitnios nekroos peros ha'aretz, u'kruvu tradim v'chaso chiyotze behen nekroin yirokos. Kitnios, beans, are called peros ha'aretz, and kruv, tradin, and chasa, what's kruv?
Cabbage.
Tradin is beets, and chasa is romaine lettuce. If you didn't have the beets in there, it would be pretty obvious what the Rabbeinu Yonah holds, right? You'd say lettuce. Lettuce-like vegetables are called yirokos, and they will get a bar mina d'shoyim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But he puts tradin in there, so what does that mean? What's the Rabbeinu Yonah holding here? Cabbage and lettuce are very, romaine lettuce and cabbage are very similar. They're both leafy, but tradin is not really leafy. So what's he saying? What's called yirokos? So presumably he means what we said the first day, that yirokos means anything that has a leaf above ground. Even if you have a vegetable below the ground, the beets is below the ground, but it has a leaf coming up from above the ground, so that would be called yirokos. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you get a bar mina d'shoyim. Similarly, I guess carrots would be the same. Carrots, I think, also, from the pictures in the books, I see that, right? The leaf that has like a leafy growth above the ground. So that lechara also would be the shoyim. Sorry?
Potatoes.
They have a leaf coming above the ground?
Not sure.
You're not sure? Okay, you gotta speak to the farmers.
The mice would have to grow. Everything would have to have a leaf above the ground, wouldn't it?
Right. Potatoes.
They grow via photosynthesis.
So what's the difference between kidneys as opposed to these items? What how do beans grow?
They grow on a plant. They're not the root of a plant.
They sprout.
They grow up. They're on a.
So
sorry.
The
fruit is above ground. The fruit is above ground. So maybe it's not so much. Well, the cabbage. The point is, it's close to the ground. It's on the ground, so to speak. It's growing off the ground as opposed to growing on something that's on top of the ground. You follow?
Is something like a pumpkin?
I really don't know how these things. Doesn't a pumpkin grow on a vine?
Right, yeah.
It's too heavy.
It's too heavy. It grows on the ground, literally?
It grows
on a vine across the ground.
Right.
It's across the ground. I don't know. I don't know how to figure out all the details. I'm not sure. Avi pointed out that the Netziv in Merome Soda seems to have a different pshat. He seems to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds you say bari mina d'shoyim on the leaf itself, on the alam itself, which means that if the leaf is edible, so then on the leaf you'd make a bari mina d'shoyim, but on the fruit itself you might not. According to the Netziv, if you would eat the leaf of a beet, you would make a bar mina d'shoyim on the leaf, but no one eats leaves of the beet. So according to the Netziv, you wouldn't make a bar mina d'shoyim on the beet because it's not an edible leaf. It would only be, according to the Netziv, mamish would only be lettuce or some kind of leafy vegetable that you can eat the leaf. Any other vegetable that you wouldn't eat the leaf, you wouldn't say a bar mina d'shoyim. So it's interesting, the different pshatim. It's hard to define. The Netziv is pretty obvious. He seems to say leafy vegetables would get a bar mina d'shoyim. Rabbi Yonah, it's a little bit of a question, right? What's he saying? Anything that has... that grows close to the ground, that's what's called a yerek. And anything that doesn't grow close to the ground, that's not called a yerek. Maybe that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah holds.
It sounds like he's saying that
that if something is like the plant itself, like you know, like a beet is a root, you know, like a hat is a root. Like, so if it's the plant, then you make the shayin. But if it's just the fruit of the plant,
if it's a fruit of the plant, so then it's not going to get the shayin because it's not really a desha. That's not. In other words, the fruit is not the plant. A desha means a grass. That means that's the item that's growing. So the fruit is the. Is the plant. I hear what you're saying. Kenzai. Maybe that's talking what he holds. Again, though, we only find, according to Rabbi Yehuda, two brachas. We find Barmina in Israel and Barmina in the Shamas. The question is Bar Pri Adama just non-existent according to Rabbi Yehuda or not? So at first glance, if you look at the Gemaras, you look at the last part of the Mishnah, you look at this Gemara in Lamed Zayin, the impression you get is that he denies Bar Pri Adama entirely. And this is, in fact, what the Melech Shlomo writes. The Melech Shlomo, one of the Perushim, the Gedolei HaMefarshim on the Mishnayos, Melech Shlomo writes that it sounds like, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no bracha of Bar Pri Adama whatsoever. Umash Maktsas. Let's back it up. He says, Makmina Lak Rabbi Yehuda, the Bar Lachal Minu Min Mein Bercha. So Hilkach Liyarakos Bar Amine Dishoim. Ulechitim Dizroim Ninu Bar Amine Zeroim. So you see, so he's talking about Yerakos and Chitim. Okay? Bar Amine Dishoim on Yerakos and Bar Amine Zeroim on Chitim, which are Zeroim. Now, Aval Rabbanan Bein Zeroim Bein Yerakos Bar Pri Adama. Says the Melech HaShlomo, Mash Maktsas to Rabbi Yehuda, less like Klal Birchas Bar Pri Adama Bi Yerakos. Again, less like klal birchas bari pri adama biyirakos, kemo de le rabbanon less lo klal birchas bari mine deshaim or birchas mine zroim. Rabbi Yehuda denies bari pri adama biyirakos, the Melech HaShlomo says, just like the Chacham deny bari mine deshaim and bari mine zroim. Now, what does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda says that biyirakos you make bari mine deshaim. What's he talking about? Right, that's a mefurish mishnah. Well, what's the Melech HaShlomo saying? The word biyirakos over here, I don't think means the same as the word yirakos earlier. I think he's saying biyirakos, meaning Rabbi Yehuda denies bari pri adama in yirakos in general, in vegetables in general. Yirakos over here means peros haaretz. Rabbi Yehuda holds that on yirakos you make, on what he calls yirakos, you make bari mina deshaim. On chitim and on zroim, you make bari mina zroim. And on what we call yirakos, meaning all other vegetables, what are you going to make? Mistoma bar amin ezraim, because what else can you make? I'm sorry? Well, but we don't find such a bracha. The Melech HaShlomo is saying, Rabbi Yehuda seems to deny bar pri adam entirely by all yirakos. Right? You see, it's a strange thing. He uses the word yirakos, but the word yirakos in the Mishnah obviously means something different. Right? To make a statement, Rabbi Yehuda denies bar pri adam by Yirakos is obvious. He says you make a bar mitzvah d'shayim. So what's the question? He seems to be saying that by vegetables he denies this bracha. He holds that bar pri adama doesn't exist at all. You have two choices: bar mitzvah d'shayim or bar mitzvah zrayim. So if something is either leafy, like the Netziv would say, you eat the leaf, or Rabbi Yonah would say if it grows close to the ground, so then you make a bar mitzvah d'shayim. And if not, Rabbi Yehuda would say you make a bar mitzvah zrayim, but bar pri adama doesn't exist, says the Melech HaShlomo. That's what the Melech HaShlomo seems to say. And the emesis, just one second, the emesis from Rashi, it's also Medunic like that. If you look back at Rashi on the Mishnah, look at Lamed Hayam and Aleph in the Mishnah. What does Rashi say? Rashi says on the Mishnah, the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanan, he says, Bar Mine Deshoim, Lefi Sheyesh Bechlal Pri Adama Deshoim Uzroim, Higon Kitnios. Rabbi Yehuda boy, heka bracha l'chol min umin. What does Rashi say? Pri adama, peros ha'aretz include what? Two different types. What? Deshoim and zroim. Rashi tells you there are only two types to vegetables, deshoim and zroim. So if when you read this Mishnah and you read the Rashi on the Mishnah, you get the sense that Rabbi Yehuda holds that on yirakos, what he calls yirakos, what the Mishnah calls yirakos, you make a baramini deshoim. However you'll define yirakos, the Netziv, Rabbi Yonah, whatever. But on Zroim, you get the impression of Rashi that you'll make a Bari Pri Adama, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But once you get to the Gemara and you realize that on Zroim, Rabbi Yehuda holds you make a Bari Mine Zroim, so when you plug it back into Rashi, what comes out is that Rashi would hold Rabbi Yehuda claims that on Yirakos you make a Bari Mine Zroim, and on every other vegetable you make a Bari Mine Zroim, and Bari Pri Adama doesn't exist. That's what it sounds like. There are only two types, there are the Shayim and Zroim. We know Rabbi Yehuda holds you make a Bari Mine Zroim on Zroim, so where's Bari Pri Adama? It must be, denies the whole bracha. That's the Pashup Shana Rashi. The Pella is, that's not really what the Mishnah sounds like. Right, we're going hunting here. That's not really what the Mishnah sounds like. What does the Mishnah say? Alperos ha'aretzu omer bari priyadam achutz min ha'pasha alapasu omer ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz. V'yala yirakos omer bari priyadam ha'rebi hud omer bari min ha'deshoim. There are two levels the Mishnah has over here. Alperos ha'aretz you make a bari priyadam. And on yirakos, there's a machlokas. It sounds like on peros ha'aretz, there's no machlokas. And what bracha do you make? Bari priyadam. Not bari min ha'deshoim. So, Rabbi Yehuda sounds like he agrees with Bar Pi Adama for something, for some Peros Haaretz. There is some Peros Haaretz that everyone holds that you make a Bar Pi Adama on. It's complicated, Moshe, right? It's complicated to know what to say. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Does he deny Bar Pi Adama entirely, or does he hold of it a little bit? So the Netziv proves from the Gemara later on that Rabbi Yehuda has to admit that there is a bracha Bar Pi Adama on vegetables. Right, and it says, "Yesh lomar Rabbi Yehuda moda beikar birchas bari pri adama bein bekitnios, bein belefes utznon v'chadome." Rabbi Yehuda has to hold of bari pri adama. In fact, he says even by kitnios you make a bari pri adama. It's complicated to keep all the shittas straight. Is kitnios zroyim as Rashi says? It would sound like you make a bari mina zroyim on that, like chita. Or according to the Netziv, you make a bari pri adama l'fi Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know. Whatever. These are details. But what's the riot that Bar Pri Adam exists even according to Rabbi Yehuda? Kedemuchach lahalan daf memalach besugit etznon v'zayis. The Netziv says, like his mucha from daf memalach to sugit etznon v'zayis, Bar Pri Adam exists according to everyone. What's the sugit etznon v'zayis? What's he talking about? So let's all turn to that sugit for a moment, just to see the riot. What does the Netziv say? Let's turn to that sugit. I'm not sure if you had a chance to look at it during Seder. Mitz Hashem, we'll get to it. I don't know if we'll get to it this semester, but we'll see. There's a famous machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim on Daf Mem Amud Beis. You're probably familiar with it. If someone has lots of different minim in front of him, what does he do in terms of the bracha? Hayu lefan of minim harbe says the Mishnah in the last line of Mem Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im yesh b'neim min shiva olavu mevarich. The Chachamim Omer mevarich alezem ayin sheyirtze. Rabbi Yehuda says min shiva odif. What the Gemara says, the Zion minim always comes first, and the Chachamim say no. Chaviv Adif, whatever you want. Whatever you want to make on first. There's no order of priority. There's no din kedima for Zion Minim. Chaviv comes first according to the Chacham. So on the Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, it says, Omar Ula in the fifth line, Machlogas b'Shabir Chosei and Shavos. Machlogas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is if the brachos are the same. You got the same brachos, right? You're eating a grape and an apple. They both get a bari pri ha'etz. So the question is, which comes first? Let's say you happen to like apples more. So should you make the bari pri ha'etz on the apple? Should you make it on the grape? The Rabbi Yehuda savar min shiva adif. Rabbi Yehuda says zayim minim is adif. Rabbanan savri min chaviv adif. And the Chachamim said that chaviv is adif. So you make if your chaviv is the apple, you make the ha'etz on the apple. And if according to Rabbi Yehuda, you make the ha'etz on the anav on the grape. Says ulav al b'shem berchasen shows. But if the brachas are not the same, devar kol mevarich hazeh v'chozer mevarich hazeh. Everyone says that chaviv, that it doesn't matter. You make the bracha on whichever one you want. Right? Everyone would say that it doesn't matter. In other words, min shiva adif is only an order of priorities if the brachas are the same. The brachas are the same, so then min shiva adif. But everyone would agree that if the brachas are not the same, it doesn't matter what the order is, because they're different brachas, so you can make whichever bracha you want. So the Gemara is Sakasha, Meisvei, Hayu lefan of tznon v'zayis, mevarech al tznon upoter es hazayis. The Braisa says if you had a radish, which is a pri adama, and a zayis, an olive, you make a bari pri adama on the tznon and you pata the zayis. So the Gemara is, what's the kasha? The Gemara is asking, how do you make a bracha on the tznon? It sounds like you have to make the bracha on the tznon first. It's a chiyuv to make a bracha on the tznon. Why? This is a case of ein berchosei and shavos. You just told me that if ein berchosei and shavos, there's no machlokas, which one you should make on first. You can choose whichever one you want. So how can the Braisa say, Mevarech Latzon, you have to make a bracha on the tznon? So the Gemara answers, Hachav Ma'eskinen, Kesha Tznon Iker. You're talking about whether radish is the Iker. So if it's the Iker, Mevarech Halo Iker, Poteres Hatzfeila. We know that halacha. But what do you see from this Gemara? The Braisa says, Mevarech Latzon, Poteres Hazayis. Sounds like the bracha of Bari Pri Adam, the bracha on its tznon, let's say, will Pater Hazayis. So what is the bracha on its tznon? If the bracha on that stone is a bari pri adama, I understand how it can pata the zayis. The bracha, it's known as bar pi adam. The bracha on zayis is bar pri ha'etz. We know the Mishnah says on mem amud aleph that in birech al peras ha'ilam bar pi adam a yatsa. But if the bracha that's known is only barei mine zroim or barei mine deshoim, how can that pater a pri ha'etz? The reason why barei pri adama can pater pri ha'etz is because the tree grows in the ground, so the pri ha'etz is a pri adama also. But the pri ha'etz is a desha, pri ha'etz is a zera. Says the Netziv, you see, Rabbi Yehuda must admit, everyone must admit, because this Bryce is Lekuliyam, everyone must admit that the bracha of Bari Pri Adama does exist. There are some vegetables that do get a Bari Pri Adama. Rabbi Yehuda is just introducing that for Zeraim, you'll make a Bari Mina Zeraim, and for Yerakos, you'll make a Bari Mina Deshayim, but Bari Pri Adama does exist. All other vegetables that are not Zeraim, what are Zeraim? Zeraim means grains, maybe. Grains, something that grows like a grain, but let's say something that is a fruit. That's not just the
like
grain itself. Sorry?
Like a banana.
Well, let's say tomatoes, or cucumbers, or bananas maybe. Okay, fine. Tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers. Right? That's a real fruit. It's not just a seed. Chit is basically a seed. What you eat is what you plant. Beans, I think you plant the bean too, right? So if what you eat is what you plant, so that could be called zeraim. If it's a leafy vegetable, or it grows close to the ground, that could be called a shayim. But everything else, we'll get a bar pri adama maybe, because it's not zraim, it's not chitim. So according to the Gemara, from the lashon of the Gemara mem aleph, and it says it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there is a bracha of bar pri adama on some vegetable, something which is not included within either zraim or the shayim. Yes, Michael.
Yeah, just a question. What would be a higher bracha though? Which one are we giving?
I don't know. Higher bracha, different.
No, because we know there's such a thing as a
Gemara. Ah, okay. I see what you're saying. Rabbi Yehuda would apparently say that tomatoes, peppers, and cucumbers and the like would not get a higher bracha because they're not zeraim or desham. So what am I supposed to do? I can only make a bar pi adama.
Like a fruit? If you give me a fruit that's a vegetable.
I don't like the word higher. It's not really higher. It's more specific. What am I supposed to say?
They have good imagination.
It's not a pre...
I
mean, Chacham have an imagination. It's not a pri ha'etz, so I can't say bari pri ha'etz, but yet it's not zeraim or deshayim, so I should say a bari pri adama. That's what the Netziv says. Yes, Jeff?
Is it possible maybe to say, and this is a little far-fetched, the brother would say perhaps Rabbi Yehuda would even think that stuff like zayit and ha'etz would get a zera, because after all fruit comes from zera.
You don't say that. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Right? The Mishnah doesn't mention anything about Bar Minas Ram. The only thing we hear about that gets a Bar Minas Ram is Chita. So it's hard to extrapolate to all other items like you'd like to, Alec.
But how can Rabbi Yehuda even agree to this Mishnah if his Chita is that you've been barred from the Zayim Min? So if you're going to snow the Zayis, then according to the Chita, you have to make a Ha'etz on the Zayis first. So how can you possibly make the Barak on the Tzvah first?
I don't understand. Ula says the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is by Birchose and Shavuot, so it's not talking about Son and Zayis. So the Mishnah is not talking about the case of Son and Zayis. It's talking about where Birchose and Shavuot. You have an olive and an apple. It's not talking about that case.
Okay. Would it be by Son? If it's the Iker, why can't he make permanent the Sabbath part of the Zayis?
You're right. According to the Teretz of the Gemara, you could, because the bracha, the pri ha'etz doesn't require a bracha. But in the Havamina, in the Kasha of the Gemara, what was the Gemara assuming? In other words, the Gemara didn't say that the reason why you have to say that's known as Iker is because the Gemara says that you make the bracha on the tznon and you pat the zayis. So before we assume that the tznon is Iker, what did we assume the Braisa was saying? That you'll make some kind of a bracha on the tznon and you'll pat the zayis. And the Gemara never asked, how can that work? The whole brisa makes no sense. What bracha on the tznon is going to pat the zayis? Didn't ask that kasha. Right? Didn't bother the Gemara that you could pat the zayis with a bracha on the tznon. What bothered the Gemara is that it sounds like you have to make the bracha on the tznon. That's what bothered the Gemara. There's a more basic kasha to this brisa. Not the fact that you have to make the bracha on the tznon, as opposed to saying Ezman Shiyirtza Yivarech Olav. But the problem is, how can the tznon pat the zayis anyway? Why doesn't ask that kasha? I think that's the raya of the Netziv, that it seems as though the bracha of the tznon will pat the zayis. It must be you're making a bar pi adam on the tznon to pat the zayis. Because if not, the Gemara should have asked that kasha, and then the Gemara would have realized that we're talking about a case where the pre ha'etz doesn't need a bracha. Because if it needs a bracha, it wouldn't be patted anyway. So it sounds like it could be patted if it needed a bracha. It's just that there's a kasha from the Mishnah.
But since he's saying that, we know for sure that he holds that, like, on a beet, you only make the shalom on the leaves, because a radish is the same thing as a beet. It grows below ground, and it sticks up. So must be the heels that you make hadama on the fruit part of it. So he's right.
That you only make a bar neshayim on the leaf.
Right.
Well, I think he is right. I think the Netziv says that you make a neshayim on the alin means dafka on the leaf part of the vegetable.
Right.
Okay.
So I think, sorry?
Who
does he get his nusach in the first place?
Who does who get what nusach?
So you
he
didn't invent it. That must be his Kabbalah. I don't know. Did he? Or unless he had a drasha. That's the drasha the Gemara is going to have on Daf Mem. Maybe he felt compelled by the drasha Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, as we're going to get to in a moment. So he felt that Kol Minu Min Tein Lo Mayein Berchosav, you should make a separate bracha, right? He darshan that pasuk. He had a koach to darshan, or he had a kabbalah, or he had some kind of a kabbalah that there's supposed to be a drasha on that pasuk. So therefore, he claimed that you get a separate bracha. So I think the Netziv is more mistaber. I think certainly from the Lashon of the Mishnah says that on Peras Adama, on Peras Aretz, you make a Bar Pi Adama. It sounds like everyone has to agree. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the bracha of Bar Pi Adama. It's just that he claims that Zoraim and the Shaim are a little bit different. They'll get a special bracha. And a further proof to this, aside from the Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph, is the Lashon of the Tosefta. This Tosefta is really very strange. And I'm not really sure what to do, you know, what my final word with the Tosefta will be. But one thing I can tell you, from the Tosefta, you see that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Bar Pi Adama. He doesn't deny the bracha of Bar Pi Adama entirely. Let's all turn to the Tosefta. The Tosefta, Perek Dalid Halacha Hei. The Tosefta says, Al Azroim Uomer Bar Mine Zroim. Ala deshaim uomer bari mina deshaim v'ala yirakos uomer bari pri adama. That's interesting. V'ala yirakos uomer bari pri adama. In the Mishnah it says on peiros ha'aretz you make a bari pri adama, not on yirakos. Yirakos was a machlokas. So here we have a Tanakama saying v'ala yirakos uomer bari pri adama. Rabbi Yehuda uomer bari matzmiach o adama bedvaro. We don't find this Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Whole Tosefta is very strange. Rabbi Yehuda's Barav Matzmiach HaAdama B'dvara, this is a new Nusach we've never found at all. That's not in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that on Yerakos you make Barav Mina D'Shaim. So what's going on over here? Who's the Tanakhama? Very difficult to understand. It's obvious. I mean, obviously there are two Girsos Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Either Rabbi Yehuda says Barav Matzmiach HaAdama B'dvara or Barav Mina D'Shaim on Yerakos. It's not clear. But who's the Tanakam? So the Menchas Bikurim says, "V'yala Yirakos ulai midivrei Tanakamahu." Maybe that's part of the Tanakama. That shita is the Tanakama shita. The Sfirah b'Mishnah Reish Parakeitz Mavarchim V'yala Yirakos Omer Bari Pri Adama. I don't know how to read the whole Tosefta. What the Tanakhama says, Al Azroim you say Baramina Zram, Al Deshaim you say Baramina Zram. Who says that? Rabbi Yehuda. That's not the Tanakhama. Then we say on Yerakos you say Bar Pi Adama. That's the Tanakhama. And then Rabbi Yehuda says Bari Matzmiach Adama Bidvaro. And on the Mishnah he says Baramina Deshaim. What's going on here? Very strange. It's not clear what to do with this Tosefta. But one thing I can tell you. Is that you see from this Tosefta that the Manda Omar who holds Bar Min Ezraim and Bar Min Ezraim can hold Bar Pi Adama too. That's one thing you see from this Tosefta clearly. I don't know who this is. Is this Rabbi Yehuda? Is this a Tanakama? These are other versions. But one thing you see clearly is it's not that there's a Shita that holds that you make Bar Min Ezraim and Bar Min Ezraim, and the one who says Bar Min Ezraim and Bar Min Ezraim denies Bar Pi Adama entirely. That's what you see clearly from this Tosefta. That's not true. That the person who holds Bar Min Ezraim and Bar Min Ezraim can still hold Bar Pi Adama. So even though I don't know who this person is, but I don't think it's such a far-fetched thing to say that Rabbi Yehuda, who in our Mishnah is the one who says Bar Min Ezraim and in the Brisa says Bar Min Ezraim, he can agree that there's Bar Pi Adama as well. And what does Yerakos mean? Not the Shayim and Zraim, it means other vegetables. Because you see from the Tosafta that the one who holds Bar Minei D'Shamayim and Bar Minei D'Shamayim can still hold Bar Pi Adama. So even though this is probably not Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds something different, we don't know exactly what's going on here, but one thing is clear, you see clearly that the one who says Bar Minei D'Shamayim and Bar Minei D'Shamayim can still hold a Bar Pi Adama. So I think that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda will say that on D'Shamayim you make Bar Minei D'Shamayim, on D'Shamayim you say Bar Minei D'Shamayim, and on other vegetables you'll say a Bar Pi Adama. Okay? So I think, Lamaskana, I think that's probably what Chief Rabbi Yehuda is.
Says that you have to make a specific bracha on every single meal. The next part
if,
of the
Tosefta, yeah, I know. The next part of the Tosefta is interesting. Okay, we're not going to talk about that. I'm just here to show you. I looked at the Tosefta. From the Tosefta, it seems, this is what the Svarim seem to point out, that the Manda Omar who says Baramin is Ram and Baramin is Sham can still hold a Bar Pi Adam as well. Even though Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that in the Tosefta, I think to extrapolate to our version of what Rabbi Yehuda says, I think it's not so much of a stretch to say Rabbi Yehuda might hold a Bar Min Zerayim and Bar Min Hashem, and he also holds a Bar Pi Adama by all other vegetables that don't subscribe to either Zerayim or the Shem. Yes, Moshe.
Doesn't our Gemara say, though, that the Rabbanan hold that on your representation, Rabbi Yehuda says Bar Min
Hashem? Right, so the Girsa of the Tosefta obviously is somewhat different. But don't you see, well, still, it's clear the Tanakhama of the Tosefta holds of the brachos of Bar Min Zerayim and Bar Min Hashem. So, what is the word Yerak? But what is the word Yerakos mean according to?
That's not Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda cannot say
I understand what you're saying. The question is how to define Yerakos. But the Tosefta clearly says that the one who holds of the bracha of Bar Min Zerayim on Zerayim and Bar Min Hashem on Deshayim will hold that there is another category called Yerak, right? So even though on the Mishnah Yerakos means the Shayim, but in the Tosefta Yerakos does not mean the Shayim. You know what Yerakos means? Yerakos in the Tosefta means other vegetables. Tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, that's what it has to mean. It can't mean the Shayim because the Tosefta mentions the Shayim. Right? So I think you can extrapolate from that the person who will hold the Bar Min Hashem and Bar Min Hashem will not deny Bar Pi Adama completely. That happens to be Rabbi Yehuda Shita, right? Our Rabbi Yehuda from the Brice and the Mishnah holds of the Shayim and Zerayim, right? Bar Min Hashem, Bar Min Zerayim. So I don't think it's such a far jump to say that he will agree that Bar Pi Adama also is a bracha. It's on all other vegetables, okay? Whatever, you're not going to make a Bar Min Zerayim, Bar Min Hashem, you make a Bar Pi Adama. Yes, I think you have to say that. I think you would have to say that because in the Mishnah, how could it mean the same as Yerakos in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, we say Yerakos gets the Bar Min HaDeshayim. So it sounds like Yerakos means Deshayim. Bar Min HaDeshayim, right? So how could Yerakos in the Tosefta mean the same thing? It has to be something different. So I think it probably means general vegetables. Yes?
Knowing that Deshayim could mean vegetables like the fruit of vegetables, Deshayim means the grasses. It seems like Baruch Hashem for all the types of the grasses. Then you stick the tomato in your mouth, that doesn't make any sense. It has to be on the leaf of a vegetable. Unless it's very beneath, it should be very beneath running. If it's not very beneath running, it should be.
Exactly. So I think when the Tosefta says the Shayim, that means Yerakos of the Mishnah. Yerakos of the Mishnah, the Shayim of the Tosefta is the same thing. Yerakos of the Tosefta has to be something different. So that's the missing link that we've been searching for. Someone who holds a Bar Min Zerayim and Bar Min Hashem, can he hold a Bar Pi Adama as well? The answer is of course. That's what the Tanakhama of the Tosefta says. So is that Rabbi Yehuda? I think it is. In the Tosefta, it's not, because in the Tosefta, Rabbi Yehuda says something completely different. But I think you still see that those three brachos can exist together. Okay, that's what I think you see from the Tosefta. So what's the svara of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he say that you make a Bar Min Hashem and a Bar Min Zerayim on these particular items, on the chita and on yirakos? So Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa, that he says, kol minu min mayein brachaso, k'demefarash l'kaman b'pirkin, as the Gemara explains later on. Ularabonan, Rashi concludes at the end of the Rashi, ben zerayim ben yirakos, bar pi adama, v'lo be'inan l'chol minu min mayein brachaso. The Chachamim do not require, Poshut Pshat and Rashi, the Chachamim do not require kol minu min mayein brachaso. You don't need a heker bracha l'chol min u'min. Where does Rabbi Yehuda get off to say this, that you need a heker bracha l'chol min u'min? Halacha Mosh Misinai, where does he come from? So that's the Gemara Daf Mem. Let's look at that Gemara together. Yidashin's a pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bar Min L'Shayim Omer Reb Zera V'Itamer Reb Chinen Abar Papa Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So first of all, Reb Zera says we don't paskin like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. V'Omer Reb Zera V'Itamer Reb Chinen Abar Papa My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Kura Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. V'chi b'yom v'varach naso b'layla. Yom v'varach naso. What, you can only say brachas b'yom and not b'layla? Ella, lomar l'cha kol yom v'yom tein lo me'en b'chosav. V'chanami kol min u'min tein lo me'en b'chosav. Kol yom v'yom tein lo me'en b'chosav. We know that on different days we make a different brachos. In the Shemona Esrei, on Yom Tov we say Mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim. On Shabbos we say Mekadosh HaShabbos. We give different brachos on Yom Im Tovim. B'Shabbos me'en Shabbos. B'yom Tov me'en Yom Tov, says Rashi. So Rabbi Yehuda says, similarly, Kol minu min tein lo me'ein berchosav. You need a heck of bracha l'chol minu min. Just like for Yom Tov and Shabbos in Tefillah, we give me'ein berchosav. Kol yom v'yom tein lo me'ein berchosav. So do kol minu min tein lo me'ein berchosav. And the Rabbanan, according to Rashi and Lamed Zayin, seem to deny this. The Rabbanan seem to say, lo be'inan heck of bracha l'chol minu min. Lo be'ina l'chol minu min me'ein berchosav, says the Rashi. Yes, Jeff. Okay, let's go back there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is this exactly machlok? I mean,
okay, we're gonna get to it. Let's develop it slowly. I know. I don't want you to jump the gun. Okay. I want to develop it slowly. So the simple pshat of the Gemara, and that's what Rashi seems to say, is that Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham are arguing whether you need a heck of bracha l'chol minumin or not. Do we say tein lo b'chol minumin tein lo me'ein b'chasa or not? What's difficult about this is that from other cases it would appear that even the Chachamim who claim that regarding Mina Deshaim, you would not say Bar Mina Deshaim. And regarding Chita, you don't say Bar Mina Zeroyim, which would sound like they deny Tein Lo Mein Bechosav Achol Min Omin. It would appear that the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda in other circumstances, or at least we seem to paskin like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in other circumstances. What do I mean? Let's turn to the Mishnah and Daf Nun Dalet. Okay, in the final Perek, in Perek HaRoeh, Mishnah lists off many different kinds of brachos that we make. We're familiar with some of these brachos, on thunder and lightning and other things. So the Mishnah says, V'yala yamim, on the seas, the oceans, Nala yamim, v'yala naharos, v'yala midbaros, Omer baruch, osamai sabreshis. Right? Just like we make on lightning. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haroes Hayama Gadol, Omer Baruch Sha'oses Hayama Gadol. Rabbi Yehuda says that even though on Yamim in general you say Osamai Sabreshis, on seeing the Yama Gadol, you'll say Sha'oses Hayama Gadol. You'll make a more specific bracha. What's the Yama Gadol? What's the Yama Gadol? Anyone?
It's
Machlokes. Oh, good. I'm glad you noticed. The Yama Gadol, it's Machlokes. Either it's the Atlantic Ocean or it's what? Mediterranean Sea.
Exactly.
I'm sorry?
Okeanos,
aha.
The Mishnah verse says...
What's the Okeanos?
Ocean. It didn't specify.
Yam Okeanos, though. Yam Okeanos, I think we normally assume. What? I think it's the Atlantic, no?
But it sounds like...
No, the Mishnah verse says... It's around the entire world.
No, that's
not
what it
says.
Let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside.
Literally in Hebrew, Okeanos, which is the ocean, although not...
Yeah, but when we say Yam Okeanos, that means a specific Yam. I mean, how could it be just any ocean? Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if you see Yam HaGadol...
It's the biggest one...
What are you reading from,
Harvey?
What are you reading from? The Mishnah Berurah. You see, the truth is, it's a little bit of a question, because we know that the Atlantic is not as big as the Pacific. Right? The Pacific Ocean is really the biggest ocean. But I don't think they knew about the Pacific. Right?
Well, the
Mishnah Berurah is
about the
Pacific. Okay. Dafkal Yam Okeanos, Shu Hayam Olam, Alav Kavu Bracham. Abu Yam Shoven Bo, Eretz Yisrael, Onikra Le'inin Zayam Agadol. Look, I imagine if. The Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, I think they say that it's the Atlantic. That's what we generally assume.
Why is it all oceans?
I would imagine that the Pacific and the Atlantic are viewed as one unit.
Allah.
Mediterranean Sea is a sea. It's a smaller body of water. It's not as big. It's not
even,
as big.
Even though really it is connected.
Everything is connected.
Right?
Right. That's true. It's interesting. The Rashash has a comment here. He says that if you say that it's the Atlantic, you see that in Brachos we don't follow the Lashon of the Chumash, the Lashon Torah. Beis Lamites Belashon Torah. That's the abbreviation of Rashash. Shows that you don't follow Lashon Torah, but rather you'd follow the Lashon of people. Because the Torah calls the Mediterranean Sea Yamagadol, but people call the Yamagadol the Atlantic. So the Rashash says, you see something interesting. When it comes to Brachos, you would follow the Lashon Bnei Adam and not Lashon Torah. Whatever. So it's Taka Machlokas. The poskim say that if you see the Atlantic, you should make Baruch Sha'asa Sayamagadol. But if you see the Mediterranean, so because of a Savik Bracha, you should only say Baruch Hosam Asib Rashis. That's what
but
the poskim
say. Is Savik Bracha the Atlantic then as well?
No, the Atlantic and the Pacific we treat as the Yamagadol. So.
No,
it's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim.
Yeah.
Correct, but we paskin like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda here. That's the whole point, which we'll get to in a moment. Okay. So there's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim whether on Yamagadol you make a special bracha or not. So the Shulchan Aruch says what? What does Shulchan Aruch say? Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Chof Ches. Al yamim unahara osarim ugvos midbar yosomer baracha ata Hashem elokein melech olam osam aserbeishes v'al yam agadol v'al yam she'ovim bo le'eretz Yisrael l'mitzrayim omer baracha ata Hashem elokein melech olam osa hayam agadol. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that you'll make osa es hayam agadol. Why? It's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Apparently we paskin that way. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you should recite osa es hayam agadol? Says the Gra, Perush, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishim Da'oz L'shitaso, Da'amar Tein Lo, Mayim Berchosav. Rabbi Yehuda's L'shitaso, he says, Kol Minu Min Tein Lo, Mayim Berchosav. We pass like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gra. So therefore, you make Osa Esayam Agadol. We pass like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? Pilei Plaim! We don't pass like him regarding Bar Min to the Shayim, so why by the Yamagadol should we pass like him? The Gra says, it's Rabbi Yehuda L'shitaso. You're jumping a gun, Moshe.
Mishnah Berurah.
Okay. Mishnah Berurah is going with a different approach. Where's the Mishnah Berurah? Which Mishnah Berurah are you referring to? Sifkat and what, Moshe? That's why it's called the Yamagadol. That's not why would they kovei a bracha for itself? I don't see it in the Mishnah Berurah. The Rashash says mipnei chashivusa. That's probably what you meant. That's why it's called the Yamagadol. But why would they kovei a special bracha for it? Is it because you need a heck of bracha l'chol minu min? Because of the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so that's what the Rashash says. The Rashash is against the Gra. The Rashash is against the Gra. The Rashash, sorry? Rashi on the Mishnah?
Yeah.
What does Rashi say? Let's see that. Look at Rashi. Lefishu choshev v'gadol mikulon kavalei Rabbi Yehuda bracha liatzma, because it's choshev v'gadol. Right. Because of the chashivos, because of its chashivos, they will kovei a special bracha. Excellent. That's Rashi. The Mishnah Berurah is taking it from Rashi. That's what the Rashash writes. The Rashash even mentions the Gra. Rashash was sensitive to the Gra. He says, how can you go like the Gra? What's the Gra talking about? We paskin like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. We don't take Rabbi Yehuda's Shita seriously. We don't paskin a Tein Lo Mayein Berchosav. Kol Minu Min Tein Lo Mayein Berchosav. We don't say Bar Min D'Sharm, so why should we say Baruch Sha'ases Yamagadol? It must be there's another reason. What's the other reason? We find even the Chachamim claim that sometimes Chazal were misakin a special bracha on something because of its chashivas. What's an example where Chazal were misakin a special bracha because of chashivas?
Yayin
and pas. Chazal were misakin a bar piar gofen. Chazal were misakin hamotzi. Chazal were misakin special brachas for chashivas. That's not because kol minu min tein lo mayim brachoso. Yayin is still a pri ha'etz. It comes from the tree. It's not a different min. Bread comes from the Chameshes Minei Dagon. Right? It's a peros ha'aret, but chashivus, the chashivus is koveinu bracha. This is a different factor. It's not an inyan of heker bracha. It's an inyan of chashivus that's kovei a special bracha. Rashash says, who says we're following Rabbi Huda's old shita? That tein lo mayim brachosav? No, that's not the basis of this bracha. Rabbi Huda over here has a different svara. So even though we don't take his svara regarding tein lo mayim brachosav, regarding barim midrashon, we can take his svara, we can pass him like his svara over here, because he's not going with heker bracha. Rabbi Huda says, you make barach sha'asa es hayam agadol because of the chashivas of the yam agadol. What's the Gra talking about? The Gra says it's Rabbi Huda l'shitasa. But if we don't follow Rabbi Huda by Birchos Hanenin, why should we follow him by Birchos Shevach, Vehodov, Birchos Yam Agadol? So this question bothered many, many Achman. It bothers the Rashash, but it bothers a lot of Achman. But the truth is, it's not just the Gra's problem. There's a Gemara Mefureshes that seems to go like the Gra. There's a Gemara Mefureshes that seems to say that we paskin like the Svara Rabbi Huda has, the Tein Lo Mayim Birchosach. Which Gemara am I talking about? Gemara Sukkah, exactly. Gemara Sukkah writes this Beferish. What does the Gemara say? I forgot to bring a Gemara Sukkah. The Gemara Sukkah says that if you have a number of mitzvahs that you want to do, so the Tanakhama says that you make a Baruch HaBaruch HaTashem, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvosa V'Tzivanu Ala Mitzvahs. Asher Kedushanu Mitzvosa V'Tzivanu Ala Mitzvahs. You have, Rashi explains, let's say it's Sukkot morning and you want to sit in the Sukkah and you want to take your lulav. You want to take your lulav and daven, you want to put on tefillin and sitzah, so you just say Allah mitzvahs, that's it. And you pater everything with one bracha. And the Chachamim say that you should make a separate bracha on each and every mitzvah, which of course we're familiar with. That's why we've never heard of Allah mitzvahs. We never made such a bracha. You make a bracha for each and every mitzvah. Why? Why do you make a bracha for each and every mitzvah? Says the Gemara, it would be very nice if I had the Gemara. Reb Zeira says, same Reb Zeira in our Gemara and Daf Mem. Reb Zeira says, because the prosuk says Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, V'chi b'yom mevarchen es HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lo b'layla, ela kol yom v'yom tein lo mayim b'chosav, v'chanami kol min omen tein lo mayim b'chosav, kol mitzu mitzu tein lo mayim b'chosav. Reb Zeira says, you know what the svara is? It's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. It's the same svara we have over here in the Gemara and Daf Mem. Kol min omen tein lo mayim b'chosav. So the Pella is, Reb Zeira is the one who paskins against Rabbi Huda by Berchas Hanenin, and Reb Zeira is the one who paskins like Rabbi Huda. I think the second sheet is Rabbi Huda's sheet there, right? Reb Zeira paskins like Rabbi Huda when it comes to mitzvahs. And what's the svara? It's the same svara. So if it's the same svara, how can you paskin like him in one place and you don't paskin like him in the other place? Mamish. Pile ploy. It's the same Rabbi Huda, same Reb Zeira. He paskins like Rabbi Huda in Sukkah and against him in Brachas. And he gives the same svara. What's going on here? What's going on here? So the Gra is not so bad. The Gra is following the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gra is following the Gemara in Sukkah. You see that the svara of Rabbi Huda is not so off. Reb Zeira paskins like that svara regarding mitzvahs. So regarding Brachas HaShevach, maybe I could paskin like that svara too. What's so difficult? But the question is more basic. How can we split the psak? We follow Rabbi Huda Shita by mitzvahs and by Birchas Hashem, by Birchas Hanenu. We don't. Well, what's going on over here?
Could we take
the first part of his drush and not the second part of his drush? What is the first part of his drush is that Bechol Yom Vayom Tein Lameh Mechosav. So that's not the drush. That everyone agrees with. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you make different brachas. That everyone agrees with. That's not a shayla. Question is whether we extrapolate from that to Hekar Bracha L'chol Min U'min. What's the answer? Yeah?
It's the drush that brings it from an issue of mitzvah to an issue of min for both. That's the thing the Gemara rejects.
But just one second, but the Gemara did not reject that in Sukkah.
No.
So how can it reject?
It's not mitzvah or mitzvah.
But basically you're saying the same thing. It's every min mitzvah, every type of mitzvah, just like every type of food. Isn't it the same basic idea?
But then this chazal masake in these other brachos, and where they weren't masak. That's Rabbi Yossi's statement. That's masak.
But it's kol min u'min. What's the? I don't see the difference. Kol mitzvah mitzvah kol min u'min. It's really the same thing. It's really the same thing. I mean, it's clear they're darshaning it from the same pasuk. It's clearly the same drasha. So the Cheshek Shlomo in Sukkah has yisod. Cheshek Shlomo answers with a fundamental yisod. We keep on saying, and it wasn't our fault, we were deluded by Rashi. We keep on saying, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue in our Gemara whether you need a Hekka Bracha L'chamin Amin. They argue in the Mishnah Brachas. As Rashi says, Ula Rabbana Bein Zeran Bein Yerakos, Bar Piyadama V'lo Be'inan L'chamin Amin Me'ein Berchosam. So Rashi fooled us. Rashi fooled us into thinking that the Chachamim do not hold that you need a Hekka Bracha. Says the Cheshek Shlomo, that's not exactly the case. And you could say that it's not exactly what Rashi meant. You could even say this Pshat in Rashi as well. What does the Cheshek Shlomo say? The Cheshek Shlomo says everyone agrees that you need a Hekka Bracha L'chol Min Amin. So what are Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan arguing about? Whether you make a Bar Min Hashem or not. The Tanakhama Rabbi Yehuda are arguing how to define a Min. They're not arguing as to whether you need a Hekka Bracha L'chol Min Amin. The question is how to define a Min. How specific do you have to be? Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to be very specific. It's not enough to say a bari pri adama on the shayim. You have to say a bari min the shayim. And the Chachamim say you could say a bari pri adama on the shayim as well, and that's specific enough. It's not bari peros. You're not saying bari mine peros. If you were to say bari mine peros both on peros haaretz and peros ha'ilan, that would be a problem. But you're not. You're saying a bari pri adama on peros haaretz, a bari pri ha'etz on peros ha'etz. That's enough of a heker bracha l'chol min umin. The Yehuda says you got to go further than that. You have to say a bari mine the shayim on the Shoyim, and Bar Mine Zroyim Achita, and a Bar Pri Adama, if you hold like the Netziv, you'll make a Bar Pri Adama on all other Yerakos. Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to specify even more. So Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is not whether you need a Heker Bracha L'chol Min Amin. The question is, what is a Min? How specific do you have to be? That's the Machlokes. That's what the Cheshek Shlomo. Cheshek Shlomo quotes from the Tshuvas Beis Ephraim. Shuvah Chazman Rav Mod Matzasi B'Shuvas Beis Ephraim Shigas Bezeh. Because of Liashiv, the Hasam came into Mavarik Bari Priyadama, Shapir Havi Heker Bracha. It's not that the Chachamim say that you don't need a Heker Bracha. They hold that Bari Priyadama is a Heker Bracha. Umachlakosim Sham Eino Rak Imikri Heker Bracha. Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is whether it's called Heker Bracha, not whether you need a Heker Bracha. Everyone says you have to specify. You can't give a general bracha. The question is Bari Pri Adama enough of a specification, a specifying? Rabbi Yehuda says no. The Chacham say yes. That will answer Akasha from mitzvahs. What are you supposed to say? Ala mitzvahs. Everyone agrees that that's not called a heker for each and every mitzvah. Even though Bari Pri Adama might be a heker for Peiros Adama, but no one would say ala mitzvos would be enough of a heker for each mitzvah. That would be like saying ala Peiros, right? That's not enough. That doesn't describe whether you're talking about Peiros Haaretz or Peiros Ha'ilon. You have to say Bari Pri Adama, Bari Pri Ha'etz. You have to say something that's a little more specific than that. So to say ala mitzvahs is too general. So even though we don't paskin like the svar of Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to brachos, that doesn't mean that we claim that you don't need mayein brachos, that you don't need hekar brachal chalamim. If I don't need hekar brachal chalamim, chazal, chachamim hol bari pri adam is called a hekar brachal chalamim. But ala mitzvahs is not called a hekar l'chal mitzvah mitzvah. That's why you have to make a specific bracha on each and every mitzvah. Yes?
So, how do you agree with Rabbi Yehuda Svara that the pasuk that the whole Yom Yom, so how come by mitzvah they say al mitzvah?
That's a different chacham, right? That obviously is a different chacham. It must be that the chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, not Mishnah, agreed to Rabbi Yehuda in the Brais and Sukkah. And the chachamim in the Brais and Sukkah is like a... It's strange because the Chachamim, that's an excellent question. It's strange that the Tanakhama is the Stam Shita. It sounds as though they're the majority. Rabbi Yehuda is the Yachid. It's strange, right? So if that's the case, so are they the same Chachamim as we have? Apparently you would have to say not. Apparently you would have to say that the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Yehuda in Sukkah. Right? That's what you would have to say. That our Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Yehuda and Sukkah, because if not, there would be a problem here. Okay, but that's an excellent point. Right? Who is the Tanakhama in Sukkah obviously claims that you really don't need a Heker Bracha at all. Rabbi Yehuda holds you need a Heker Bracha, and will paskin like him vis-a-vis mitzvahs, but not necessarily vis-a-vis brachas. The Cheshek Shlomo continues, and he says, based on this, we can answer the Kasha on the Bir Agra. What's the Kasha on the Bir Agra? The Bi'ur HaGra says, why does the Shulchan Aruch paskin that you make a Baruch Atah Hashem Sha'asa Sayama Gadol? Rabbi Huda L'shitaso, he says. Rabbi Huda says that you make Sha'asa Sayama Gadol and the Shulchan Aruch paskin that way. Rabbi Huda L'shitaso, how can you say Rabbi Huda L'shitaso? We don't paskin like him in Birchas Hanenin. The answer is, we paskin, we hold that of course you need a Heker Baruch L'chol Minu Min. We do paskin that B'chol Minu Min Tein Lo Mayein Birchosav. Rabbi Yehuda's extrapolation, Rabbi Yehuda's claim that Peros Adama and Mine Deshoyim are not the same min, regarding that we don't pass like him. We don't pass like him regarding how to define meaning when it comes to Peros Haaretz. But the basic Svara, that you need a Heker Bracha L'chol Minu Min, Avada we pass like him. So therefore, we can pass like him regarding the Bracha, She'asas Hayama Gadol. Just like we'll pass like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda vis-a-vis mitzvahs, we'll paskin like him in Berachas HaShavach also. It's not that we don't paskin like him. Of course we paskin like his svara, as you see from Sukkah. It's just that we don't paskin like him vis-a-vis his definition of what is called a min. He holds that you have to distinguish between Yerokos and Deshoyim and Tzrayim. So vis-a-vis that, we don't paskin like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But the svara, that you need a heck of bracha l'chol min min avada. When Rashi says, "Ravana ben Zurayim ben Yerokos bari pri adam of labina l'chol min min mayein brachoso," what he means is not that you don't need chol min min mayein brachoso. He means it doesn't have to be that specific. It is kol minu min mayein berchoso, even if you don't say bar mina d'shar and bar mina d'shar. That's how you have to learn up Rashi. Okay? So this is important yisod. What comes out from this yisod is that the machlok, we have a havon and what the machlokas of Yehuda and the Chachamim is. It's not as we thought previously that the machlokas is whether you need a heka bracha l'chol minu min. It's machlokas how to define minim. Rabbi Yehuda defines the minim very specifically. There are Peros Adama, and there are Minei Deshoyim, and Minei Zerayim. The Chacham say, no, Peros Adama is enough. If you smeg a bar Pri Adama, that's enough. That's enough of a Heker Bracha L'chol Minu Min. This idea that even the Chachamim agree that you need a Heker Bracha L'chol Minu Min is not only a Cheshek Shlomo. I saw, they point out that this is what the Bahag seems to say. Turn to page 8 for a moment. Let's take a look at the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, the Bahag. The Bahag at the beginning of the Perek. The Bahag says, by the Arab, Chalmina Umina Mechayvina Levruchi Alei Berchosa de Dam Yalei. Every min, you have to make a bracha that's specific to it. Notice, I don't know if the Bahag put these things in, or put these parentheses in, or someone else put them in. But he says, Sham Mem Amin Aleph, Sukkah Mem Vav Amin Aleph. It's interesting that he quotes both Gemaras. Right, that he makes reference to Sukkah Mem Vav Amin Aleph. The Kosav Baruch Hashem. I don't think the Bahag put that in. The Kosav Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. V'chi Bayom Baruch Naso B'Laylein Baruch Naso. Right, page 9. El Lama Lecha Kol Yom Bayom Tein Lamein Berchosav Av Kol Minu Min Tein Lamein Berchosav. So the Pella is this Bahag is in Brachas. Bahag is in Brachas, right? So what's he talking about in Brachas? The different Brachas that you have to make on different food items. And he says, "What you have to make a separate bracha on kol minu min." What's he referring to? Stami's referring to that you make a bari pri adam on peros haaretz. You make a bari pri eitz on peros ha'ilan, like the Mishnah says. Right? Keitz mevarchan al peros, al peros ha'ilan who omer bari pri eitz chutz min ha'yayin, al peros haaretz who omer bari pri adam chutz min ha'pas. Right? So then he's explaining kol minu minu. You have to make a special bracha. And what does he do? He quotes Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. He quotes Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. But we don't paskin like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to brachos. We don't paskin if you make a bar mitzvah d'sham. So what's he talking about? What's the Bahag saying? So all of the Hagos, Ben Aryeh and the Rosh Tribe, all of the Hagos on the bottom of the Bahag are troubled terribly with this Lashon of the Bahag. How can we paskin? How can the Bahag paskin like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? We don't say that you make a bar mitzvah d'shoyim. So in the Hagos Ben Aryeh, he says, and I was also bothered. Kama shonim hukshali, he says, with the Gemara in Sukkah. That Reb Zera says over there halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, and over here in Brachas he says that ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So how can he split the psak? It's the same reason. So he answers exactly what we said. That everyone agrees, both Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan agree to the drasha Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Tein Lamein Berchosav. So what's the whole machlokas? Machlokas is how to define kol minu min. Look what he says, but he quotes a beautiful rashi. He says, V'nira, look at the bottom of column number 2 on page 8. The second to last line. V'nira, the be'emes kuliyam aspira lehu hydrosha the baruch Hashem yom yom. Avkal minu min tein lo me'em b'chosav. How do I know that everyone agrees to this drasha? How do I know that Chacham agreed to this drasha also? What's his raya? What's the Ben Aryeh's raya that everyone agrees to this drasha, tein lo me'em b'chosav? De'im lo kein, amai tiknu chazal, kama brachos l'kama minu. We know Chazal instituted more than just a shakal. Bar Pri Adama, Bar Pri Ha'etz. There are many different brachos. So if you don't hold of Heker Brachal Chomin Amin, why don't we just say shakal on everything? Clearly, even the Chachamim agree that you need a Heker Brachal Chomin Amin. That's an Eisen Arai. That's a very strong Arai, very powerful Arai. So what must the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham be? Elavade the kulei alma svira lehu hadrasha. Everyone holds of this drasha nasana. Ela the rabbanan svira lehu the kol pri adam ena nachshav en ela lemin echad. Chazal say that the chachamim, excuse me, say chachamim the Rabbi Yehuda say that all peros adama are one min. Bein min zera, bein min desha. The lo chashivi lehu lefluge binah. They're not so chashiv to this image. Rabbi Yehuda svira lehu the chashivi shrei min. So it comes out interesting as he continues. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, what's the time of Rabbi Huda that you say, Bar Amina Deshaim? My time of the Rabbi Huda. He says, Vahadi Amina, my time of the Rabbi Huda, Lav Dafka. It's not just Rabbi Huda's time. Because look, the Bahag quotes this time. This time applies to the Rabbanan as well. The fact that we don't just make a shahakol on all foods, that proves that even the Chachamim hold of the Drasha Baruch Hashem Yom Yom vis-a-vis Brachos. They paskin like this Drasha. And we know they paskin like this Drasha. Because of Sukkah. Reb Zeira himself, who paskins against Rabbi Yehuda here, paskins like him vis-a-vis in the case of mitzvahs. So everyone must hold of this drasha, it would appear. Kol minu min tein lo me'em b'chosav. That must be that the machlokas is how to define a min. Not whether you need hekar bracha l'chol minu min, but how to define a min. Okay, so this would help explain the Bahag as well. Okay, that the Chachamim agree to the drasha of Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. The question is how to define them. And yes.
The Sefer still mentions from Yossi, who says that it talks about the Mepheh. It just seems like that's not
how
anybody entertains
here. What does Rabbi Yossi say in the Sefer again? Kol Mishana Mimapesh Shtav Chacham Bebrachos Lo Yatsa. Okay. We're talking about the Takana de Rabban. I'm not talking about someone else who's Mishana from a Mepheh Shtav Chacham. We're talking about what with the Chachamim Misakim. That's the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Chachamim Misakim Bar Amin D'Shaim or not? You can ask that about any Machlokas in the Gemara. There's a Machlokas in the Mishnah. Well, as a Machlokas Mishnah, we should agree about everything. Apparently, there were Machlokas in Kabbalah. The Rambam writes, right? The Rambam says that the Niskatnu HaMachshavos, right? The Niskatnu HaDeos, as the generations, the Golios, produced a lack of clarity. So therefore, machlokasim crept in. There was a machlokas in the Kabbalah. Sometimes there's a machlokas had a darshan pesukim. What's the problem that remains? We basically have a havan in the sugya. I think we have a beautiful havan in the sugya, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Who's still a problem? The Rashash. No, Reb Zeira is not a problem because Reb Zeira will pass in like she does Rabbi Yehuda in sukkah, but not here because he holds that you do darshan Baruch Hashem Yom Yom that you need a hekar bracha. But he paskins like the Chachamim here. The Chachamim over here could still agree to Rabbi Yehuda and Sukkah because they claim that the mitzvos, you can't just say ala mitzvahs. You have to separate. You have to show a heker bracha for each mitzvah. But the Chachamim say that the bracha of Bar Pi Adama is enough of a heker for all peros Adama, so you wouldn't have to say Bar Amina Deshaim. The problem is the Rashash. Because Rashash understood that Rabbi Yehuda holds Baruch Sha'aseh Sayama Gadol. Why do you say Baruch Sha'aseh Sayama Gadol? Why? Because of Chashivas. And I guess Rashi, right. Because of Chashivas. Not Hekar Bracha. So if he doesn't hold of Hekar Bracha, so how do we understand Sukkah?
It's not to say he doesn't hold of Hekar Bracha. It's just because of Rashi.
He doesn't hold that you need Hekar Bracha.
Maybe because
again, let's back up. The Rashash said against the Gra. The Rashash says that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that you say Baruch Asher Aseh Hashem HaGadol is not because you need a Hekav Bracha L'Chameinu Min, because we don't paskin like him regarding that principle. So it must be there's a different reason because of the Chashivas. Yom HaGadol has a certain Chashivas, so therefore we give it a special Bracha. It sounds like the Rashash says Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need a Hekav Bracha L'Chameinu Min, and the Chacham deny that. It's Machlokas Tanoim whether you need a Hekav Bracha L'Chameinu Min. So how do we understand Sukkah? Reb Zera paskins like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in Sukkah that you need a Hekav Bracha L'Chameinu Mitzvah, but yet he paskins against Rabbi Yehuda in Brachas. So what are you going to say for the Rashash? It's a very difficult question. Very difficult. Right? If you're going to say the way the Pshat of the Cheshek Shlomo that we're saying now, that basically everyone agrees that you need a Hekav Bracha, it's just they're arguing about what is called a Min, so that's very good. That's a local machlokas about Brachas. But if you're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham really argue whether you need a Hekav Bracha L'Chol Min Omin, so how do you understand Sukkah? So the answer has to be something like, you have to distinguish between Sukkah as opposed to Brachas. What's the chiluk between Sukkah and Brachas? Why should I say that you need a Hekav Bracha L'Chol Min Omin there in Sukkah? Reb Zera paskins like Rabbi Yehuda in Sukkah, and he paskins against Rabbi Yehuda here. So I saw some achronim want to say that maybe there's a difference between Berchas HaMitzvos as opposed to Berchas HaNeni. That maybe there's a chiluk between different kinds of brachos. Who says that? The Belazar Moshe Hurwitz. The Belazar Moshe Hurwitz, one of the Gedolei achronim who made it into the Gemara. Not every achron is zochet to make it into the Gemara. The Belazar Moshe Hurwitz suggests, to answer this kasha, that maybe Sukkah is talking about Berchas HaMitzvos. Our Gemara is talking about Berchas HaNeni. Where is Rav Elazar Moshe Hurwitz? I'll try to find him. In the new Gemaras, it's much easier. The Hagos and the Chidushim are put all together. But if you have the old Gemaras, very hard to find Rav Elazar Moshe Hurwitz. Maybe someone can give me his new Gemara. Sadi Hey. In the new Gemara, but I have an old Gemara. In the old Gemara, it's on Sadi Hey. I don't have it, Sadi Hey.
Yes, turn here.
Just a second. What are we? Lamed Ches.
I don't have it on Lamed Ches.
Okay, that's the Rashash by me. Okay. Let me look at the Alchemy Fresh. I can't find it in my Gemara. Maybe they took it out of my Gemara.
By the way, yeah. It starts off with Sham right there. I don't
know if I don't
find
it. Okay, Daf Mem in the Alchemy Fresh and Hechadosh. And Daf Mem, Rabbi Elazar Moshe Hurwitz says like this. Itzrich Lashmoina Daftahu Yochid Neged Rabin. He starts with a kasha. What does Reb Zera have to say? Ain halacha kereb Yehuda. Of course we don't pass like him. Yochid Rabin halacha kerabim, as we'll see later. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva. So Reb Elazar Moshe Hurwitz says, Ach de lo nema de dami le mitzvahs. But we have another Gemara that's similar, that Reb Zera paskins kereb Yehuda. The Kaimala Mesuka Memvav Kavasei. So that's why here he has to say, Ain halacha kereb Yehuda. What is the pasuk? Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamos Lanu. So what is the word? What do the words Yamos Lanu mean? Koyal Schara Tzadikim Avura Mitzvus. It's going on the Schara Tzadikim for Mitzvus. V'imkain Ari Krabim Mitzvus. Rabbi Elazar Moshe Hurwitz says maybe Kol Yom V'Yom Tain LaMeim B'Chosav. When do we paskin that you need Hekav Bracha L'Chol Minu Min? That's on Mitzvus. Shayach L'Mitzvus Shach Drashu Kol Yom V'Yom Tain Lo V'Chulei Al Berchas Mitzvus. Like a gzeres hakosuf, yamos lanu, baruch Hashem yom yom, yamos lanu. It's not about berachas hamitzvos, but not about berachas hanen. So okay, if you say it's a gzeres hakosuf, so fine, it's a gzeres hakosuf. It talks about berachas hamitzvos. I can't give you a svara. I can't. So there's nothing to talk about. The reason why we don't pass in that way in brachas is because we assume it's the pasuk only applies to berachas hamitzvos, doesn't apply to berachas hanen. So there's nothing to discuss. Is there any svara? Is there any reason to distinguish between berachas hamitzvos and berachas hanen?
Can you just say that davar v'davar? Is it? We can pass him on in Sukkah. It says called Davar V'Davar.
So I can't even say that we can pass by davar and davar because that's two different, two completely separate things. But by kol min v'min, you could say you can't even pass by that at all. But v'min means it's the same thing, but it's just like by vegetable, it's just between the shine and dry. By yam, it's just between different bodies of water, but it's the same meaning. So it's still water.
Again, you're saying in Sukkah we'll say that you need a hekka bracha.
Kol davar v'davar.
Kol davar v'davar.
So it's two completely separate things.
Two completely different items.
Yeah, but by min v'min, it's the same. It's the same davar. It's just different. Like by yam hagadol, it's water.
But the reason why I feel like we can't say this is because again the Rashash says that we don't paskin like the svara of Rabbi Yehuda that tain l'meir b'chosav. According to you, why didn't he simply say we do paskin like him? Ah, you're saying yam hagadol is different. Yam hagadol vis-a-vis yamim is different than mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Mitzvahs is so different.
That's why when the Gemara darshan said kol davar
v'davar. So the Rashash is also relative. The Rashash is saying we would pass contain lomayim brachosav in a case like Sukkah, which is so completely different. Ala mitzvahs, how can you say something like that? It's so general. As opposed to the yamim, ala yamim, and the yam hagadol. I don't know. The yam hagadol, everyone was saying before, the yam hagadol just leads into all the other oceans. So to say that it's so different that it should get a special bracha, I don't know. I hear what you're trying to say, but I'm not sure that the yam hagadol should get a special bracha based on that, because why is it so...
No, the yam hagadol is showing, so the reason why the yam hagadol...
Oh, I see, because of chashir, it's because the yam hagadol really flows into the other seas. Uh-huh. So davar v'davar is really very different. Kenzai, maybe Avi's right. Maybe for the Rashash, what you have to say is we're not completely changing what we said before. Everyone will agree in the case of mitzvos that you need a hekka bracha l'chol min u'min. It makes no sense to say just a la mitzvos. That's much too general. Because mitzvos are very specific. Chazal were misaking specific brachos on each mitzvah. I mean, that's what the bracha says. Asher kishon b'mitzvos, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all the mitzvos. V'tzivonu, and he commanded us something. Right? So if that's the nusach of the bracha, if we're going to say that kind of a bracha when we don't have a lot of mitzvos in front of us, let's say I only want to put on tefillin. I only want to put on tzitzis. So I'm going to make a specific bracha for that mitzvah. So you see Chazal with Masak in a specific bracha. So mitzvahs are very specific. So even if it's general, so even if I have a lot of mitzvahs in front of me, it doesn't make sense to say Asher kishon b'mitzvonu ala mitzvahs. Well, how can I say such a general bracha? It's much too general. But since the yam hagadol flows into all yamim, I would have a havamina that maybe I should just say ala yamim. I should make a general bracha. So that's why the Rashash says that you need another reason because of chashivus, you'll make a special bracha for the yam hagadol. Very nice, a very nice idea. Rabbi Elazar Moshe Hurwitz says something different. Right? I mean, you agree he's saying something different. That it's something special to berachas ha-mitzvahs. I like what you're saying, Avi. Maybe Ken Zion, you can say that. Rabbi Elazar Moshe Hurwitz says that maybe berachas ha-mitzvahs are different. But maybe in general, we would paskin that you don't need a hekka bracha l'chol min u'min. I like what Avi is saying better, and I'll tell you why. Rabbi Elazar Moshe Hurwitz, I thought, was very difficult. Why? Because as we mentioned before, we have a raya that even the chachamim hold that you need a hekka bracha. What's the raya that even the chachamim hold you need a hekka bracha? Moshe, what's the raya that even the chachamim
hold?
The fact that you don't say shahakal on everything. So if you don't say something, and if you don't give another answer, Rabbi Elazar Moshe Hurwitz is basically saying that Berachas HaMitzvah and Berachas HaNenin are different. Berachas HaNenin, the Chacham Taka deny Hekka Bracha. But they don't deny Hekka Bracha. They don't say make a shahakal and everything. You make a Bar Piyadama, Bar Piyadates, all the specific brachas we know. So how can you claim that the Chachamim don't hold of Hekka Bracha, right? I thought that was the best raya, right? The Hagah and the Bahag, I thought had the Ikar raya in this sugya. The Chachamim must hold that you need a Hekka Bracha. So when Rashi said the Chacham deny Hekka Bracha l'chol min u'min, lav dafka, doesn't really mean that he denies Hekka Bracha l'chol min u'min. That's what the Bahag said, that we talk a paskin that you need a Hekka Bracha l'chol min u'min. Avada the Chacham hold you need a Hekka Bracha l'chol min u'min. They don't say you make a shakel and everything. So according to Avi, it's very beautiful. Because according to Avi, even the Rashash could admit that you need a Hekka Bracha l'chol min u'min, that we paskin, the Chachamim paskin, you need a Hekka Bracha l'chol min u'min. So what does he come out to Chashivas for? Why is he so bothered with the Gra? right? He's bothered with the Gra because there would be no reason to follow Rabbi Yehuda by the Yamagadol. By the Yamagadol, since the Yamagadol really flows into the other seas, it's not so different than the other seas. So you shouldn't need a Hekar Bracha there. It's not like Sukkah. It's not like the different mitzvahs. That's why the Rashash felt compelled to come on to the issue of Chashivos. But really, he would still claim that the Chachamim hold that you need a Hekar Bracha L'chol Min U'Min. Okay, so I think that's much better, because that would work, that would explain why the Chachamim hold that Chazal were Masakin Brachos Pratios, and they didn't say that you just make a Shahakol on all kinds of foods. Okay, so this is the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether there's really a Machlokas as to whether you need a Hekar Bracha L'chol Min U'Min, or they agree that you need a Hekar Bracha L'chol Min U'Min, but they argue as to what exactly is defined as a min. These are the different ways of looking at this particular Machlokas. Okay, we'll stop here.